Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, why is it that people that are brilliant at darts are fat, white, and balding? What is going on? It's a very different profile from people that are brilliant at football. People that are brilliant at football tend to be black and tend to be highly muscular. But yet here we are, we're in the middle of coming towards the end of the PDC World Darts Championship, and the people that are getting through to the finals are fat, white and balding. And this is epitomised in 16-year-old Luke Littler, who is new to it. He's his first time in the competition at all. He's only 16 years old. He's through the semi-finals, which he's going to be playing in tonight. And already at 16, he is fat and he is going bald prematurely. You could think of so many other examples of such people. Phil the Power Taylor, Barney, whatever. If you're into darts, you'll know them. Rob Cross is already completely bald. Michael Van Gerwen. All of them, it's the same. Fat, white and balding. What is the reason for this? Well, the answer I found many years ago in a paper I did called Ethnic Achievement in Darts. What I found was the following. Being good at darts is predicted by the key factors of balance, flexibility, and upper body strength. These are the key reasons why you are good at darts. There are three main kinds of body type in humans. There is the endomorph. The endomorph is basically fat. He is characterised by a large trunk, relatively small limbs, and substantial upper body strength, and relatively large levels of body fat, fat-to-muscle ratio. The ectomorph is slim, he is tall, he has long extremities and a small body, and is lightly muscled, and the mesomorph is heavily muscled and has long limbs and a small body. These are the somatotypes. Now, the mesomorph somatotype, which predicts being good at things like football, is very common among West Africans. The ectomorph somatotype is most common among East Africans. The endomorph somatotype, particularly when combined with high upper body strength, is most common among white people. So this would predict that white people would be particularly good at darts compared to other races. And this I indeed show in my paper. White people are massively overrepresented, even within the UK or in Europe, in terms of their people that are superb at darts. Now, within that, obviously, it's the precise balance of how endomorph you are, which is important, and it's that fat to muscle ratio. If you're too muscular, you're not flexible enough, you won't be as good at darts. So what you need to be is optimally fat, and this is what we see with darts players. They are generally reasonably fat, and indeed there have been cases where for example Phil the Power Taylor, perhaps the best darts player ever, some years ago lost a load of weight and then stopped being good at darts, and then he put the weight back on again and then he regained his darting brilliance. And similarly, there was Raymond van Barneveld. He was at his height winning the PDC championship or whatever when he was a beast. Now he's thin and whatever, he doesn't seem to get very far. So that's the first thing there. That's why they tend to be white. Why they tend to be fat? Similar reason. It's this fat to muscle ratio and it makes you flexible. And why do they tend to be bald? Well, baldness among men is a reflection of testosterone. And so if you have high testosterone, then you're more likely to go bald and to go bald young. And testosterone is associated with strength and so forth, and upper body strength. So this is why the rise of Luke Littler, who is the stereotype of the dartist, already at 16, fat, white and bald, can be explained in scientific terms. And I mean, all I can say is Luke Littler is a darting genius at 16 with so little practice to have gone this far. And, you know, let's hope he wins. Game on.
Are you ready for the future of the West?